I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1449, Mixed Messages. We have all both done it, and we've heard it from others. Something comes out of our mouth, or out of their mouth, and it's so harsh, it's so shocking, it's so blunt. It doesn't seem to fit. It can even be hurtful. And then the person who said it says, "I'm sorry, that's just not me." Again, I bet we've all both been there, done that, and bought the t-shirt, and also had someone do that to us. But here's the problem. We can't really say, "Sorry, it's not me. It came out of my mouth, not someone else's." So what's going on when we give mixed messages? This podcast is about the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And a huge part of the way we love is the way we talk, what we say, and how we say it. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus lived his life of love through us? And often people see the Jesus living in us by our words. The Bible knows this. James wrote, "Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water." You get the idea. Let me put the cookies on the bottom shelf today. If the tongue is inconsistent, there's something radically wrong with the heart. James did not think this kind of behavior is acceptable. He said, "This should not be." So he acknowledges that it happens, and it even happens among God's people, but it should not be. So our words of anger and rage and bitterness, when we lash back at someone, they're not of the Lord. And it's not good enough for you and I to say, "Oh, well, we're only human. Everybody does it." Yes, we are human. And yes, probably everyone does do it. And yes, we are forgiven. But it's still a heart problem. N.T. Wright wrote, "What James is after, then, is consistency. He wants people to follow Jesus through and through, to be blessing-only people, rather than blessing and cursing people. It's a high standard, but we should expect no less if the gospel is indeed the message of salvation. The danger, as always, is that people will take the bits of the message they want and quietly leave the real challenges to one side. That can't be done. The spring must be cleansed so that only fresh, sweet water comes out. And for this, we need help. And that, fortunately, is what the gospel offers." Podcast friends, please hear this. I'm not pointing a finger at you today. I've messed up so many times with my words. I've been so angry so quickly, and I've had to apologize so often, it's embarrassing. I'm not pointing the finger at you. I'm just saying we can't sit back and accept it. We have to acknowledge that when we're in that kind of space, it's a heart problem. And we need to take that to our cardiologist, our cosmic cardiologist, to Dr. Jesus, and ask him to give us a clean heart and a right spirit, as David wrote about. Here's the great question. Does your mouth give a consistent message of the sweet waters of the gospel? Let's pray. Father, your word reminds us of the importance of aligning our words with the love that we profess for you. And God, we confess that sometimes our words haven't reflected the deep love we feel for you. Forgive us for the times where we've spoken hastily or thoughtlessly, where we've given words that don't honor you. We recognize that our words have power to build up or tear down, to bless or curse, as James says. May our speech be seasoned with love and mercy and humility, just as you've given to us. God, let our words be a source of blessing and inspiration, pointing others toward the love that we've freely been given. May our words be a fragrant offering to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1450. In the meantime, there's a fine line between beating ourselves up over this and simply ignoring it. Our words matter. Our tone, our intensity, our timing, they're all important. So may our words today reflect the truth of the love that we have for our Savior and our love for the person right in front of us because of our Savior. Because otherwise, we're just giving mixed messages.